This is Audible.
The War Master by Dan Abnett. Read by James Cameron Stewart. The King of the Knives, the King of the Knives, this is the song of the King of the Knives. He sleeps in the woods, and he hunts in the hives, the King of the Knives, the King of the Knives. He dies where he doesn't, and lives where he thrives, the King of the Knives, the King of the Knives. He cuts all the husbands and preys on the wives, the King of the Knives, the King of the Knives. His voice is as loud as a battleship's drives, the King of the Knives, the King of the Knives. He comes in the darkness, and he takes all our lives, the King of the Knives, the King of the Knives. This is the song of the King of the Knives. Children's Skipping Chant, Tanith. By the start of 791.M41, the 36th year of the Sabbat World's Crusade, the Imperial forces were stretched to breaking point. Warmaster Makaroth's scheme to create a schism between the arch-enemy Archon Gaur and his most potent lieutenant, the Anarch Sek, thus dividing his opponent's strength, had shown genuine signs of success over the preceding years. Makaroth had achieved this goal through select and specific military strikes, sabotage and propaganda, driving the tribal forces of Sek and the Archon into competition and sometimes open hostilities. Emboldened by the sense that a tide was turning, and that his foe was divided, Makarov had moved rapidly to capitalize, extending the bulk of his huge Astra Militarum force across a midline front to prosecute both. But the ferocious legions of Archon Gaur had consolidated their hold on the Orinius group, and Sek's battle hosts were making a counterpush along the Archon's coreward flank through a series of vital systems that included the pivotal forge world of Ardesh. Further, Makaroth was facing increasing dissent from his own generals and lords militant. For over a decade, they had been urging that lasting success in the Crusade could only be achieved through decisive focus on the warlord Archon, and that simultaneously campaigning against Sek spread the Imperial groups too thinly. Makaroth rejected this approach again and again, insisting that focusing on Gaur would allow Sek time to rebuild his strength, and that this would ultimately lead to an Imperial rout. Overruling objections, he tasked Lord Militant Eric with the prosecution of Archon Gaur and the Orinius group, and drove the attack on Sek himself. He had, however, reckoned without two things: the manner of the arch-enemy's defense of Ardesh, and the magnitude of a new threat revealed by the very operations designed to effect the schism between Gaur and Sek. From A History of the Later Imperial Crusades.